Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Joy of Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Looking at this, it's going to put strength in you. It's going to give you joy. It's going to give you peace. It's going to lift you up. Hallelujah. It'll enable you to overcome, get your needs met, get your direction, and run your race and finish your whole course. And it's my choice. It's your choice. Don't say I can't help it. That's simply not true. It's my choice what I look at. Your choice what you look at. Every day of our life, you can be a negative soul. We don't have this. We don't have that. We need this. We need that. This is wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's the other. That's acting like nothing's right. And you do that enough, you'll think you got nothing to be thankful about, nothing to be glad about, nothing to look forward to. That's how people get suicidal. I saw this working in healing school. People would fixate. They got something wrong with their finger. And they go, my finger. My finger is not right. It doesn't work right. Other people's fingers work right. Why can't my finger work right? If my finger would only work right. My finger. And totally forget. You got nine that are just fine. Amen. Got good elbows, good knees, 10 good toes. Come on, are you listening? Yeah. Totally act like you got nothing to live for because my finger is not right. A joyful heart is good medicine, but depression drains one's strength. The Living Bible says a broken spirit makes one sick. Now, this is as plain as you can say it. A joyful heart is good medicine, does good to the body. Depression drains your strength. Broken spirit makes you sick. Now look with me in 2 Corinthians 1. We're stepping over into another level of this now. And if you hadn't got the previous parts, you need the previous parts. Go back and get them. Go online, download them. Watch them, listen to them. Get caught up with us. And once you begin to get this in your own life, there's something else. Another step. 2 Corinthians 1:24 says, he said, not that we have dominion, this is Paul, over your faith, but we are helpers of your joy, for by faith you stand. We're what? Helpers of your joy. Paul said, I am a joy helper. He said, I'm not lording it over your faith. I'm not trying to domineer over your faith. I'm your joy helper. Because it's by faith you stand. Well, what's joy got to do with faith? Everything. They're connected. If you're standing by faith, you're strong. Amen. Is that right? Yeah. How could we, what is any evidence of strength? Joy. If you're not doing good in joy, you're not doing good with strength. Not standing good. Joy. He said, I'm a helper of your joy. We've been reading in Job. What about his three friends? Are they helping him? Does he feel like they're helping him, or are they building him up? No. Are they giving him some joy? No. They came to comfort and stayed to torment. I've laughed about that phrase we read a couple of days ago. He said, you are the people and wisdom will die with you. Bit of sarcasm there. Finally, he says, miserable helpers are all, you're miserable helpers. You are doing a miserable job of coming in comfort and helping me. I just wish you would shut up. Just, he said, wisdom for you would be to be quiet. Well, that's the same thing we were talking about. Some of the things they are saying is right. Some other things they're saying is not right. But even the things they're saying, is he in a position to hear it right now? This man is about out of his mind with physical pain, problems, just all his kids just got killed. His wife is not even supporting him. She's telling him, why don't you just get this over with? Curse God and die. How would you feel? He feels like he is completely abandoned by God, by everybody. They have no clue that a devil exists. Amen. Yeah. Can you see that? They ask questions like, if it's not God, who is it? They have no clue that a devil exists. They have no clue that resurrection is even a possibility. Did you read them talking about that? They're like, if a man dies, will he live again? They're saying, no, that's the end. This is an old, old book. Predates a lot of other things. Not much light, not much revelation. But a lot of people still arguing the same things today, aren't they? This is completely relevant. Same things. But he didn't need somebody preaching to him and trying to teach him and correcting him. One of the things they did when they first got there, they just sat on the ground and didn't say a word for hours and hours. A lot of times that's one of the best things you can do. Just be there. You're there. They know, why are you there? You wouldn't be there unless you cared. You're there. If anything comes up, you say, is there something I can do? Can I help you? Little things. Get you a sweater. Get you something to drink. Go get you something to eat. I'll run over and do your laundry. We'll cut your grass. These things matter. I said they matter. A lot of times people are not willing to do any of that. They just want to preach at you. I know a couple that I knew, Phyllis and I, we didn't know them very well. We were in a few of their meetings. Boy, God used them marvelously. They were older. He preached and she flowed in the gifts of the Spirit. They were a great team. They just, it just flowed together so beautifully. Well, she got sick and died. And I saw him in a restaurant, and I said hi. I went by and spoke to him, and I said, man, I'm, you know, I heard your wonderful wife went home. Are you doing okay? He said, well, they weren't, you wouldn't have called them Word of Faith. They were a little bit different persuasion. Which, what does that mean? We're all the same family. Is that right? Amen. If you're born again, you're born again. Amen. You're in the same family. But I'm just saying they didn't run some of the same circles we did. And he said, well, he said, I've been hurting. I said, I understand. Y'all together a long time, right? And he said, yeah. Ministered together after how many decades, he said. He said, you know, some of the Bible school students came by and want to talk to me and they told me, you know, if she had had enough faith, she wouldn't have died. He looked at me with tears. He said, that didn't help me, Brother Key. I said, I know it didn't. I'm sorry. That doesn't sound appropriate to me. I said, I know y'all have faith. And I'm not talking about faith for healing right now. I'm talking about they lived a life for God for decades and decades. How many millions of people won't even go to church? And here they ministered for him. Come on, can you see this? Yeah. And of course, these young guys, these young ministers, that's part of their problem. So young, so inexperienced, hadn't been through much of life to even know. I'm sure they might have thought they were doing well. But how can you help somebody? If you really want to help somebody, you want to help their faith.
Amen. Right, come on.
I said, you want to help their faith. And if you're helping their faith, it's going to be evidenced by an increase of joy and peace and life. Can you see this? If what you're doing, they only cry harder and want to get away from you, you're not doing good. Come on, can you see this? Maybe they're wrong about a lot of stuff. You think you're right about everything? Maybe you do know some things about this area they don't know. But they may know some things about another area that you're oblivious to as well. Amen. Kindness is love. Yes. And empathize. Imagine if that's you. Put yourself in their shoes. How would you want to be treated? What would help you? And what you're thinking is, can I do anything? Can the Lord use me to help their joy? Help them come up. And you don't just need to say, well, cheer up, bud. Now, why? Why should they cheer up? What reason do they have to cheer up? What about that situation right there? I've been there many times in ministering to people. One of the greatest things that will cause you to cheer up, the Bible said, comfort one another with these words. What words? Words about what's happening after this life. Amen. Heaven is real. Amen. Where is she right now? She's a strong believer. Served God all her life. Where is she?
Heaven.
You didn't lose her. She's not lost. She just relocated to a place that's just as real as this, but much nicer. It's real. It's real. Who's she talking to her right now? What's she doing? What's going on? Right? And God time, how long will it be before he was already an older man. How long is it going to be before he sees her? If he lives another 25 years, it'll be seconds God time. And he'll show up there and she'll go, you're already here. I feel to her time, feels like she just got there. And he's already there. That is a reason to rejoice. Yes. And rejoicing will make you strong. Yes. Oh, come on, can you see this? Yes. And it all depends on what you choose to look at. Yes. What you choose to meditate on and talk on. Some things will take life right out of you. Other things will put strength and joy and life right into you. A good word makes the heart glad.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Joy of Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.